So Terry McMillan is back with Who Asked You, her new novel, and she's going to be at the Barnes & Noble Buckhead tonight. This book, it sounds like a lot of fun. It opens as Trinetta leaves her two young sons with her mother, Betty Jean, and just promptly disappears. Now, Betty Jean, or BJ as she's known, is kind of the classic McMillan heroine. She already has her hands full dealing with her other adult children. She's got intrusive sisters that are not short on opinion, shall we say, and an ill husband.
So dysfunction abounds,
to say
the very least.
She's got a lot going on in her life. So the last thing she needs to do is take care of two kind of abandoned grandsons, but she finds herself taking on the task. So Terry McMillan, her new book is Who Asked You? And she's going to be at the Barnes & Noble Buckhead tonight at 7 o'clock.
Darren, Bill Bryson is an author known for exploring some fairly far-flung places. He's written about the Australian outback, the Appalachian Trail. He's even been so bold to write a history of the entire universe. But I understand he's back on terra firma and the United States for this latest.
Yes, it is kind of a bold, ambitious project, but he pulled it off well. That book was called A Short History of Nearly Everything, and it was a phenomenal bestseller. He's back with One Summer, America, 1927.
He sort of lays the year out on the table and dissects it.
And, you know, cuts it in this whole other way and gives you a history of America based on one year, 1927. It was a fascinating year. It's the year of Babe Ruth rising. It's a year of the jazz singer, the first talking picture. All of these great things are happening. You know, and Bryson can tease out both what led up to that happening and the consequences of it since.
And Darren, I understand this is a Georgia Center for the Book event.
Yeah, they have a heck of a month coming up, and this is just the start of it. But Georgia Center for the Book is bringing Bill Bryson to the First Baptist Church in Decatur, and this is Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Darren, our next visiting author, is in her latest book discussing a family member for all of us as humans, but an unexpected family member.
Yeah, Denny Bichard is coming to the Carter Library tonight to talk about Empty Hands, Open Arms. It's an interesting study of the bonobos and their current plight.
And for those not familiar with the name bonobo.
Yeah, the bonobos are great apes. Their structure, the cultural structure, is matriarchal. And alongside with chimpanzees, they're our closest living relatives. However, they're really at the brink of extinction. The area they live in, the Congo and Rwanda, has been home to one of the most devastating and sustained wars, you know, since World War II.
And everything that comes along with a major conflict.
Yes. And this book focuses mainly on the work of the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, which has gone at the problem in a fairly unconventional way, realizing that the abject poverty of the region is what drives poaching and also the deforestation.
So by addressing one issue, you're hopefully resolving another.
Precisely, precisely. So Denny Bichard is going to be at the Carter Library tonight at 7 o'clock, and the name of the book is Empty Hands, Open Arms.